This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
This morning, we're visiting with someone who has a lot of experience in making homemade salsas or homemade jams. Kathy Kaler is the Kathy behind Kathy's Kitchen in Virginia, Illinois, and she's been in the cooking business for decades. I met Kathy at the Illinois Specialty Growers Conference, and lucky for us, some of her products are sold in Litchfield. Kathy, how many years have you guys been in business?
Well, I don't really know the number of years, but we built our kitchen in 1994, so it's been a while.
So you've got lots of experience then and have made lots of recipes over the years.
Yes, we have, and I was just mentioning the other day that it's interesting to see how people's choices in foods have changed over the last 40, 50 years. 40 or 50 years ago, we made a mild chili sauce, and now people are into salsas and hot foods, which we never had back then.
Well, that's interesting. I want to visit with you a little bit more about how people's interests change. But before that, let's talk about the products that you do have to offer. I saw your list, and you've got probably over 100 things to choose from. So fill us in on what you guys have to offer.
We do make a variety of pickles, relishes, salsas, and jams, jellies, and preserves. And we do have a small line of sugar-free jams and preserves. And we just keep adding things as people's choices do change. And once in a while, we have to drop something because there's only 24 hours in a day.
Understandable. I could see how you get pretty busy. Now, do you grow all the fruits and vegetables yourself, or where do you get those products from?
We have about 10 acres where we have the production kitchen, and we do raise our own asparagus, cucumbers, and peppers. The rest of it we buy either from other growers, or we get it from Coloma, Michigan, for fruits and vegetables that are frozen.
How did the idea to start Kathy's Kitchen come about? Because it's quite a task with all of these products that I saw, and I'm sure there's a lot of time that goes into making those products. So what made you and your husband say, hey, we want to do this?
Well, it's sort of been a dream of mine for many, many years to have a specialty kitchen. And it just so happened that in 1994, a place became available to purchase that was just it was the right location and the right place for us to build the kitchen. And so it's just been a dream come true for me.
Well, great. I'm sure you've had lots of great experiences over the years. Now, back to talking about how people's tastes change. You said when you started out, I believe you said you had a lot of different relishes, and now that has kind of changed. So I guess maybe if you could list for us a few of the what was most popular when you started versus to what's popular now.
Back in 1962, three, something like that, I made bread and butter pickles and pickled beets, and I ended up taking them to the Illinois State Fair and won ribbons on them, so that got me hooked on taking to the State Fair. And back then, it was mostly a very mild product, the bread and butter pickles, the sweet pickle chips, the chili sauce that was not hot. It was a mild chili sauce, and pickle relishes. And then as time went on, people started asking for salsa. So then I developed a Mexican salsa, which was hot with jalapenos. And then somebody said, oh, well, we need something a little milder. So then we made a mild salsa. And then we ended up making a mildly hot, which was sort of in between. And then a few years later, people were asking for peach salsa or a fruit salsa. So we now have peach salsa and pineapple salsa. And then we have corn salsa and black bean salsa, and it just kind of goes on and on. And who knows what's coming up in the future, and we'll try to adjust to whatever people want.
Do you just create all of these recipes yourself as far as the salsas and everything else, the seasonings that go into it is just kind of a trial and error, or how does that process work?
For the old-fashioned recipes, like the bread and butter pickles and the pickled beets, those are family recipes that were given to me, and so we haven't changed those one bit. The other ones, the new ones, we develop ourselves, and we'll make a small batch and get together with some friends and taste it and see what needs to be adjusted. And once in a while, somebody will bring a jar of something to me and say, oh, I really like this. I got it in Michigan or wherever. And you think you could do this? And so, if we think it's something that people will like, we'll go ahead and try to develop that too.
Did you go to school for this, or is this based off of years of experience and just hard work and learning as you go?
Well, most of this is learning as I go. I do have a bachelor's degree in home economics education from Western Illinois University, and I have a master's degree from the University of Illinois in Springfield. But the building of the business was mostly trial and error.
As I'm sure you had lots of successes and hardships along the way and learned from those. Now, you're talking about changing your products based off of what your customers say they want and would like to have. Do you sell these at your shop in Virginia, or do you have them at different stores? Where is this stuff available?
Well, luckily for people in Litchfield, we do have our products at U-Belt's Bakery and Restaurant, and we do have them in several locations throughout the state of Illinois. Also, we have some in Iowa, Michigan, but if people want to come to our location, we will sell it to them, but we don't have a store right there. 95% of our business is wholesale to farmers markets and farm produce stands, which is why we are here today to try to drum up some more business in that area.
How has that experience been, getting your products in all these different locations? I'm sure there's a lot of networking and meeting new people involved in order to say, hey, we have this available.
Yes, it is. It started out with us taking a card table and setting up at the fall festivals. And as our product line grew, we had to get bigger tables. And now we don't go out and do that anymore. It's mostly word of mouth. We are working on a website, but neither Daryl nor I, Daryl's my husband, are very computer oriented. So that's kind of been a long process. We do have a Facebook page, and we do try to answer phone calls as soon as we, get them. We do pack and ship to all over the country, really. The farthest we've shipped to is Hawaii, which, believe me, the postage to Hawaii is pretty expensive.
I can imagine, as is a lot of things in Hawaii are more expensive than they are here in the Midwest. Well, Kathy, it's been great visiting with you. I would like to give you the opportunity, if people would like to try your products or call you for more information, how can they contact you to do that?
Okay, our phone number is 217-452-3035. We do have email at kkitchen@cassscomm.com.
Anything that I haven't asked that you would like to add?
Last year we did enter the ADM's Food Innovation Challenge in Decatur, Illinois, and we got second place in that, and we're very pleased with that honor.
Well, congratulations, and thanks so much, Kathy.
Thank you very much.
And once again, that was Kathy Kaler of Kathy's Kitchen, and that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.